Hello and welcome to our latest NWSL preview show. My name is Kieran Tavam, and again, I'm joined by my good friend, JJ Duke. JJ, you all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, we're going to be talking about Orlando, so sunny days ahead.
Sunny Orlando, indeed. One of the more kinder weather areas, I think we can say, compared to some of the other maybe areas such as New Jersey, where Sky Blue are. We obviously talk about them on another preview, but we've seen them buried in snow over the off-season, so be interesting. But Orlando, now into their second season. They obviously had their inaugural season under Tom Samani last year. Lots of hype around them. Had a huge crowd in their opening home fixture. Difficult to judge a club that's coming into their first season, isn't it? Because they're playing catch-up. We saw similar with the Houston Dash, who were playing a year catch-up. The Orlando Pride are catching up even more because teams have been able to establish rosters and fan bases and get used to their home over a period of time. Difficult to judge Orlando on their first year. This year, they will probably be under the spotlight a little bit more.
Yeah, they will. I mean, you know, their fan base translated over well from the men's team, and you know, they filled the Citrus Bowl on a number of occasions, and now they're going to be playing in Orlando City's, well, I guess in their stadium too as well, their new brand new stadium in downtown Orlando. So that's obviously going to be big in terms of the draw. So they're going to be playing in front of good crowds, and you know, they're going to want to put behind some of the performances that they had last year, because they're a team that on their day, just like anybody else in this league, they can compete and go get results. They had a great start to the season, but once the Olympics came closer and closer, their form just went further and further downhill.
Yeah, and I think that's probably due to probably a little bit of a lack of depth in the squad. And as you say, the Olympics, they lost a lot of players, didn't they? And granted, there was a little bit of a break while the Olympics went on, but it's difficult, isn't it, to lose players in the weeks leading up to the competition, and then as soon as the Rio Olympics is done, you're asking those players to slot straight back in after having spent time with their national teams. It's readjusting to personnel, it's readjusting to different strategies, to different tactics, and I think that's something that sometimes we take for granted, don't we? If you think of someone like Laura Alloway, who was away with Australia play a very different style of football to what Orlando does, but I guess the simple thing for Laura Alloway is that she's played under Tom Samani with Australia, and she's playing under Tom Samani for the Orlando Pride. But maybe for someone like an Alex Morgan, for example, who is away with the US Women's National Team, maybe not as simple. But I think difficult first season for them, but how do they do better this year? Because when I look at the roster, they've got some standout players without a doubt, but for me, maybe lacks a little bit of depth.
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head right there. Their starting 11 can compete just about as good as any 11 in this league. Depth-wise, I mean, you look across the board, I think defense, they're okay. They've got a number of good names. Obviously, you said Laura Alloway. Lana Kennedy, whose star is just getting brighter and brighter. Monica, very solid. Steph Catley in there, and that's obviously all without going and saying that they've added Allie Krieger in the offseason. So that's about as good of a five. Tony Presley in there make that six. Good defenders. Ashlyn Harris, obviously, you know, as world-class as she is in goal. So your back five is great, and you've got pieces going forward. But I think it's their forward and midfield depth, more specifically the midfield depth, which is really lacking. And that's what hurt them last year, and I think that could be what hurts them again this year.
Yeah, and they're down, aren't they? You think that they had Kaylee and Kyle last year. Granted, Kaylee, due to personnel, maybe issues at the back, played more as a centre-back last year. But I think possibly their biggest loss, and it's really through no fault of their own, Becky Edwards, you know, that enforcer in front of the back four, that possession orientated player, maybe has maybe a little bit more technique than what we see in some American midfielders who play in that position. She's going to be a loss for them, isn't it? Because she is that player that protects the back four and maybe starts some of the moves.
She is. I mean, you know, and we talked about it back in the last episode of WOSO Zone, and I was as shocked as ever when he told me that she landed up in Sweden. I thought that, you know, it was her career was done. You know, she was going to carry on with whatever is coming next, and then all of a sudden, oh, and she's playing again. Well, that really stings Orlando now, because she was kind of the facilitator from deeper positions, can get forward if you want. And yeah, there's not many players who can fill in a role like that, especially when you have someone like Kristen Edmonds, who had a great year last year, but she's more of an attacking player. She will go back and defend, don't get me wrong, but she's not that defensive first mentality that you need to have a number five. And yeah, that's going to be a tough role to fill.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. Obviously, they lost Josie Bélanger as well, didn't they? She's decided to pretty much focus on the Canadian women's national team, as far as we're aware. She hasn't landed up anywhere else since leaving the Orlando Pride, and it'll be interesting to see if she does, because I really rate Josie. I think she has a lot of ability and adds a lot of quality to any roster, whoever it might be. So that's a big loss for them as well. You mentioned Kristen Edmonds. Maddie Evans obviously had a stint down in W League. I think she played for the Brisbane Roar over the Christmas period and will have got a lot of experience playing in a good side. I like Danny Weatherholt as well. I think she could have a big part to play this year. We've kind of mentioned a lack of depth in the midfield role. I think Danny has a lot of quality that could be beneficial for that side.
Yeah, I agree. A bit of a two-way player, can get up into the attack as you want. She was really limited to just being kind of that in-between of a role player and a starter. So you need to have a defined role for her. And if she can get that, and now with Sam Wittman being traded to North Carolina, you know, that spot kind of opens up a little bit for her in the outer edges, if you need it, for her to come in and, you know, have some sort of success, because she's a player, you know, in her college days had success. First year, starting to feel the waters out a little bit, and now let's see if she can make it go in her second year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I look at that roster, and obviously, as we said, we're being quite upfront. We're recording these preview shows a little while before the season starts. We're not far away, but we've certainly got enough time if teams choose to make a few moves. And I just look at the midfield, and it just lacks a little bit of depth for me. But I look at the forward line. We know very well that Alex Morgan is not going to be starting the season with the Pride. She is obviously, of course, going to be finishing off the season with Lyon. We don't know when she's going to be back. If Lyon progress through to the final of the UEFA Women's Champions League, it's going to probably be second week of June at the absolute earliest that we see Alex turning up for the Pride. If they get knocked out before then, the French season finishes around the middle of May, so we could potentially see her back before then. But until Alex returns, JJ, I'm wondering who's going to take on that kind of mantle of being the goal scorer. I thought Jasmine Spencer was excellent at times last year. She was a menace for defenders. She's quick, she's very direct, but she's not going to be that number nine that's going to score you lots of goals. I would say the same for Chiomaruba Gargu, who they've obviously picked up from the Houston Dash. Saw a lot of her, not just for Houston last year, but for Arsenal previously when she was over here in the FAWSL. Again, quick, direct, skillful, plays well in wide areas, but is not going to be that number nine that gets you a lot of goals. So I'm kind of wondering, where are they going to come from?
Yeah, and you also, in addition to that, Sarah Hagen as well has kind of bounced around for a few teams here in this NWSL, and she was great when she was with Bayern, but hasn't found that form here in this league yet. So last year, back half of the year, was scoring by committee, and it came from Kristen Edmonds, so that's not a forward. I mean, you look at the goals from last year, they scored a grand total of 19, which isn't exactly a great number to shout out about. So you have Edmonds had 6, Catley had 1, and then your forward lot, and also Leanne Sanderson, the limited time that she was with the team, scored a pair of goals. So that was from the midfield. So you're talking about at least half of the goals scored from the midfield line. Then Alex Morgan had 4. So it really came down to the 4 goals from Spencer, 2 goals from Hagen. That's it. And that's not an ideal scenario for Tom Sermani. Did he address it? Not really. I mean, he got some role players. Ubu Gagu, as we know, on her day, she could be really good. They traded for Rachel Hill from UConn, at out of UConn from Portland, but I'm not fully sure when she's going to be available. I'm hearing that she was still finishing classes with UConn, so you know, might not be the season opener that we see her there. Yeah, Tabby Tindall is with the team in preseason, played for Florida Gulf Coast and was a great scorer for that team, and I rated her pretty high. I was actually a little surprised that she was invited to camp and didn't get an outright draft. And in the midfield as well, Nikki Dries is another real good player that could score goals, but again, here you hear the word could, not should, and that's where it's going to come down to.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, going back to Rachel Hill, obviously Orlando have high hopes for her because they gave up a lot, didn't they, to get her from Portland. Portland obviously drafted her in Los Angeles at the NWSL College Draft. Orlando have gone immediately over to Portland and said, you have our first round pick and a fourth round pick, and we will take Rachel Hill from you. So regardless of when she's available, they obviously have high hopes for her, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, you know, she was a player that year in, year out for the Huskies was a do-it-everything player. You know, she can score. She can set up others. She can come back and play a little defense, and she's got some good verticality to her as well, which kind of sets her apart. When she becomes available, that could be a nice little move for Orlando to have her in there and maybe even start right from the bounce, because I think you don't often talk about, well, you know, maybe this rookie, one or two out of the draft class could be starting day one. I think Rachel Hill could be starting day one when she gets to Orlando.
We have no idea what could potentially happen between now and the opening day of the season, but do I dare mention the name Marta?
Go for it. I'm going to let you. You've said for this in other preseason recordings that I'm going to hang my hat on some things. Kieran, it's your turn. Step up to the plate and hang your hat out for this.
Thanks for putting the emphasis on me. I guess that's punishment for actually daring to mention it. Well, look, we've seen it in the off-season. Women's Soccer Weekly, an outlet that's based in Orlando, have put it out there that Marta potentially could be joining the Pride. We have no more than that at the moment. Her current club in Sweden, FC Rosengard, have said, we know nothing about this. Orlando Pride haven't made an approach to us, and Marta is contracted to us this year. Marta's just got Swedish citizenship as well, so she is clearly very settled there. I guess it's a watch this space kind of situation. I have nothing more than that to say, but if she does go there, well, the goal scoring difficulties that we think they might have could be blown out of the water, because if you get a player like Marta over there, then all of a sudden things change dramatically. But look, it's nothing confirmed. JJ and myself have nothing more than what Women's Soccer Weekly have been able to put out there. I think we'll leave it there. But I just wanted to kind of drop it in, because if she does join between now and the start of the season, Orlando look a lot different to what they do now, as any team would do if they were able to sign Marta. But we'll wrap it up there. And when we come back after this break, we will have an interview with a member of the Orlando Pride.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
Okay, so welcome back to the second part of this Orlando Pride NWSL preview show. And now on the line, we are really pleased to have Orlando's Kristen Edmonds on the phone. Kristen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for having me.
You're always welcome, always welcome. Now, Orlando Pride, first season for the club last year. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second, but the first question that we've been opening with for all the players that we've spoken to on these previews is, how is pre-season going? What's the mood in the camp, and how are preparations going for the new campaign?
Yeah, pre-season has been going amazing. I think that we came in a step above what we came in last year. The vibe amongst the players is really, really positive, and everybody's just so excited to get this season going. There's a bit of an expectation on us because we're not, you know, the new team in town anymore. But, I mean, overall, there's just a lot of excitement with everything going on in Orlando and in the league for everything to just get started this season.
Do you feel like that? I noticed that was kind of the similar sort of attitude to the Houston Dash after they had their first season in the NWSL. People are almost willing to give them a little bit of leeway because it's a new roster, it's a new club, it's finding its feet, you're all trying to get used to each other. Now you're in that second year, maybe people aren't going to be as lenient and they're expecting a little bit more. Do the players feel that as well?
I don't think that we feel so much pressure, but I think that there's definitely a little buzz about that around the league. You know, last year, nobody knew what to expect. Nobody knew a lot of the players coming in. There was just a bunch of unknowns because we were a new club. But this year, we've established ourselves a little bit in the league, so now people expect things from us, and I think we expect things from ourselves as well. Last year, we were new, and we just kind of wanted to get things going. Obviously, we wanted to make the playoffs, but that didn't happen. But this year, you know, there's no more excuses. We want to win. People want wins, and we're here to do just that.
Talk a little bit about last season. We've mentioned it was the inaugural year for the Pride. You had that wonderful opening game in front of a huge crowd at the Citrus Bowl, and you now, you know, you're looking back on it. How do you assess that first season that the Pride had?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first half of our season before the Olympic break, we were doing really well. We were fighting for a playoff spot. You know, things were going really well for us. We were winning games, getting points on the road. And then that Olympic break happened, and we lost a lot of our starters, and we kind of fell off a little bit. But this year, you know, with there being no World Cup, no Olympics, everybody's going to be here for the majority of the season. So I think that will help us out a lot, not just with personnel, but with the gel in the team as well, because we won't have people going in and out all the time.
How difficult is that first season when you have not only players coming in and out, but the reality is that you're all new to each other, you're all having to get used to each other, not just each other's style of play, but each other's personalities. When you move to a club, it may be that you know one or two players, but this was very much a group of players kind of clubbed together and expected to hit the ground running very quickly. How difficult was that?
It was a little bit difficult. I mean, a lot of us knew each other from either playing against each other. Some of us have played on the same teams before, maybe not the previous season, but in our careers. And then a lot of the internationals knew each other from playing with each other as well. So it wasn't too bad because it wasn't like we were all brand new and we had to get to know 19 other people. You know, maybe we had to get to know 5 or 6. But I mean, it's never easy. Like you said, people going in and out and trying to bring that to the field from one week to the next when you have a brand new lineup every single week. So it's a little bit difficult, but I think this year we'll improve on that for sure.
One of the things I did notice very early on, though, from videos and social media that were posted last season, I think it might have been Steph Catley and Laura Alloway who kind of did a video that kind of went around and mocked some of the players, and the camaraderie seemed to kind of kick off very early on. Was that kind of something that carried on throughout the season?
Along really well within the team, you know, whether you're from America, I mean, we all get along really great, and just the environment in Orlando as a whole. We're like one big giant family, so it definitely helps, you know, being in the environment that we're placed in within the club.
A few new players have come in this season. Chioma Ubagagu, who I saw while she was over here playing for Arsenal Ladies. You've got Australian Alana Kennedy as well, a few others. How is everyone settling into their environment?
Yeah, I mean, they're settling in great. You know, she has already shown that she's going to help us a lot offensively, and Alana Kennedy has definitely stepped in the back, and she's going to help us as well. And then, you know, adding Allie Krieger, you can't forget about her, to our back line. I mean, the players that we've added are definitely quality players, and they'll help bring quality into our team.
Yeah, I was deliberately leaving Allie Krieger until the next question, because if I don't include her, I'm going to get a lot of angry messages on social media, but I mean, talk about having someone like her. You've got experienced internationals who are at the team already. You've got US players like Ashlyn Harris. Obviously, Alex Morgan is currently over here in Europe playing for Lyon. But to have someone of Ali's experience and her character and the professionalism that comes with it, talk about the impact that she's had early on in Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely stepped up, and she's for sure one of the leaders for us. I mean, just being able to have her in the locker room, on the field with us, she brings a lot of experience. But what's great about Ali is that even though she has a great past and she's done so many things to lead up to this point, she still wants to improve and wants to help the team and just be even better than what she already is, which is amazing to have as a quality in her, and it definitely helps our team a ton.
You talked about Chi in the last question, about what she can give you attacking-wise. You yourself had a really good season last year from a goal-scoring perspective, were one of the key players for Orlando going forward. Is that something that the team maybe needs to try and improve on a little bit this year? Because it did kind of, like you say, after the first half of the season, the goals dried up a little bit, which meant the wins weren't coming so often. Is that a key area that the team is looking at this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always want to score a lot of goals. It definitely helps with the wins. But I think just overall, you know, our goal against average has to be better, and then our goals for average has to be better. So it's not only scoring goals, it's stopping the other teams from scoring goals. But I mean, from an attacking standpoint, it'd be great for us this season to have more people with goals this season. And I think that we'll have that this year. Preseason's been great. People have definitely come into the season prepared, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Talk about Tom Samani, a coach well known, obviously headed up the Australian national team, had a brief stint with the US women's national team, came into Orlando, big reputation. What's it like working with him?
Yeah, I love Tom as a coach, not just as a coach, but as a person as well. He's a great guy. A lot of people will say that he's a player's coach, and I agree with them. And just in the sense of, you know, he's very in tune to what we need, and our training sessions are very structured, and they're planned for the whole week. And, you know, if he has an open door policy, so if there's anything wrong or you need to talk to him about something, he's not going to sugarcoat, you know, his response. He's going to tell you like it is. But I think at this level, you kind of need that. But I mean, just overall, his vibe is very positive, and I think that he's a great fit for the Orlando Pride.
We spoke a little bit about the beginning of the interview about the camaraderie in the team. Putting that to one side, I'd like to talk about the togetherness of the team, and especially when the really horrific incident that occurred in Orlando last year with the nightclub shooting and the way that the kind of club responded and handled that. I spoke to Steph Catley not long after it happened, and she said, you know, it was something that really brought the group together. Was that something that really showed what this group means and how well you can work together and what that might mean coming into this new season?
I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, what happened at Pulse was horrific last year, and just not only the Pride, but the whole community of Orlando coming together was something amazing to see. I mean, obviously you never want to have to be a part of anything like that, but for us, you know, it definitely brought us closer, and it gave us something else to play for, something on top of everything that we already do, you know, going out there each and every day, proving ourselves, playing for our community, playing for our fans, playing for ourselves. But to have something like that happen and then everybody be behind us to bring something positive into this community was amazing. And I think that, you know, it's going to carry on this year. You know, our new stadium, we have those four nights. So it's a reminder every time to the stadium, not just playing for ourselves, but there's more meaning in that stadium and for us to play for as well this year.
Well, I'll round off with that. You know, you mentioned those 49 seats within that brand new stadium. Talk about how excited you are to be playing in what looks like a really, really fabulous venue for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I've been to the guys' home opener, and I was at the OTB game last night, and every time I step into the stadium, I get more and more excited. I don't know how I can possibly be more excited than I already am to play in that stadium, but it looks amazing. The environment inside of it is amazing, and I'm not the only one that can't wait for it. I think people all over the country are excited to see that first game on April 22nd in there, but I mean, yeah, we're ready. We're ready to go.
Well, we wish you well and hope you enjoy that opening game. Sure to be a great spectacle. Kristen, it's been a pleasure. Guys, thank you very much for tuning into this. Thank you for tuning into this Orlando Pride NWSL preview. Of course, keep an eye on womenssoccerzone.com for our other NWSL previews. Until next time, take care of yourselves and bye-bye.